Member states of the NATO military alliance and their partners have begun their biggest ever joint military exercises in Poland amid concerns about a potential threat from Russia. Stefan Boss reports about the exercise, which comes shortly before a major NATO summit in Poland.
At the ceremony, many Polish and other troops march in front of an assembled army of reporters. Organizers want to send a message to Moscow that the NATO military alliance remains concerned over Russia's actions in Ukraine, where it annexed the Crimean Peninsula and allegedly supports Russian-backed separatists with weapons and troops. The largest war game in Eastern Europe since the end of the Cold War is held in Poland as former Soviet-occupied NATO member states and partners want to mount a counter-display of strength amid concerns about Russia's assertiveness and actions. The 10-day military exercise involves 31,000 troops participating in land, sea and air exercises called Anaconda 16. Thousands of vehicles from 24 participating countries are used in the operation. Though the war game has been welcomed by NATO's eastern allies, defense experts have warned that any mishap could prompt an offensive reaction from Moscow. Russia has already said that NATO troops close to its borders are a threat to its security and that it will take countermeasures. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said NATO actions would, in his words, activate Russia's right to provide its own safety with methods that are adequate for today's risks. The Anaconda exercises began in 2006 and take place every 2 years. About 12,000 Polish and 14,000 American troops are taking part, along with 1,000 soldiers from Britain and others from NATO states and five partner nations. Yet tensions remained about the perceived interference by the current right-wing government of Poland in the military. Military sources have complained about a Polish government plan to create a paramilitary force of some 35,000 volunteers, including many of Poland's gun clubs and paramilitary groups, some of which are allegedly linked to the country's racist football hooligans. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.